Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I am Bruce Allen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column called How to Speak Chinese with Your iPhone. Well, maybe it won't be that inspired by this week's column, but there's plenty going on, and I hope my guests will add their two cents. Plus, we have Father's Day this coming Sunday, so I think we should devote some attention to dads and fathers and Father's Day. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we're over 5,100 likes at this point. There's also a dad chat community on Google Plus. Today's guests are Dr. Tanya Howard for some back healing. I could use it. My back's a little sore. Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual guidance if he gets out of the orthopedist in time. His son broke his arm and is either getting his cast off or getting a new cast on. He texted me to say it's taking a little longer than expected, so I hope he can join us, but more importantly, that his son is doing well. And finally, we have Dr. Liz Mathias for some therapy. And given the mood I'm in lately, some therapy might be a good idea. I've been a little anxious because we're dealing with one of those big life things, those big life changes that cause stress for everybody. In our case, it is a combination of selling a house and having to move. And I don't know if you've ever sold a house before, but it's not fun and it's stressful. And your realtor can really help or make it worse. And I have a very, very good realtor, but she's a little bit anal compulsive about how clean the house is. She's also exceedingly bossy. Now, most realtors, I thought, work for the client. But in this case, since the realtor is my wife, I don't get much to say. She is good at her job, no doubt, but the stress is plentiful for the entire family. Even our dog is whimpering a bit these days. Now, my wife, God love her, is professional. Some of the other realtors out there are not that professional. And it's that lack of professionalism that makes me nuts doing business today. That's why I'm glad I'm not in any traditional form of business anymore, because I don't know, I grew up in a time, as crazy as showbiz was, where you returned people's phone calls, you answered letters, and if you said you were going to do something, you did it. Now, I guess that's an alien form of doing business today. It's sort of frustrating. Anyway, that's my little rant about realtors. The new Because I Said So comic strip, it's also about another kind of new phenomenon. It's about our kids' sense of entitlement, and it's simply called Son Wants His Own Car. Well, you can imagine the humor that I can get out of that concept. So check it out on the BruceAllen.com website. All the comic strips are there. That's our 135th one. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are sharing funny stories about being a dad and about our dads in honor of Father's Day. We do get together every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. for your East Coasters. But the Dad Chat community is 24/7. We got nearly 2 billion impressions and just shy of 80,000 tweets last year using the Dad Chat hashtag. So there's 100 to 200 or more tweets every day, and there's 1,000 to 3,000 every Thursday when we have our get-together, their virtual get-together, our meeting, which involves people at times from all over the world. It's really, really an awesome thing. This week I posted 2 vlogs. Those are video blogs. They're called I'm Not That Dad. And the titles of the 2 blogs this week are The Pride and Simon the Dog Sings Summertime. they are really diverse, although they do have one thing in common. Both involve animals. So I hope you'll check out those vlogs. So it's Father's Day. My dad was an awesome man in the most heroic of ways, because they're the most simple and they're not the obvious ones. I am doing today's radio show, as I've been doing a lot lately, from my home, and in this case, my home office. And I have a photo wall that I sit opposite, and there's a picture taken at my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, which I threw for them, a surprise party of my father, myself. And my parents are both gone, and I miss them very, very much. My father had a quiet strength. He was a blue-collar worker. He never went to college. He barely graduated high school. He was working full-time when he was 18. He met and fell in love with my mom when he was 17 and she was 14. My mom had gone on to college, and while there wasn't a big deal of class structure in those days, she came from a slightly more well-to-do family, and she rebuffed my father a lot over the early years of their dating. My dad was steadfast in his adoration for my mother, and my mom thought she'd marry a college man, to quote her, and eventually my dad won her over. My mom, this part I just love, I mean, it's so old-fashioned and quaint, but my father used to just hang out at their house, and my mom would sometimes have other dates because she didn't want to be with my father, but she liked him. And my mom's father, my grandfather, also long gone, sadly, loved my father and would welcome him over. And so when my mom at 16, 17, 18, or whatever her age was, before she finally committed to my father, had a date with one of those college boys, she would introduce my father as her cousin. And he stuck around. And eventually he won her over. They were married for 66 years. They were in love ultimately for 73 years. And my father adored my mother from that first time he saw her by a lake in Michigan when she was 14 to her death 80 years later almost. So it was a beautiful love story, and it was a very hard act to follow. I can't and won't even come close because my second marriage is 5 years old, and I would have to be about 127 to hit 66 years or whatever the numbers are. So it's not likely I will come close, not to mention the fact that this is my second marriage. My father married once and definitely for life. Richard, I don't know if we have a Dad's Point of View life lesson keyed up, but if we do, would you please play it?
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a Dad's Point of View, revisiting gratitude. I survived a car accident several years ago. By all odds and the comments of those that arrived to help me, I was one lucky dude. The car went into a river wash at 70 miles per hour, flipped over, and all 9 airbags were released. My dog was thrown from the car when we went off the road. I got a black eye, and my dog got a scratch on his nose. The car was totaled without a single panel unscathed. Why was I allowed to survive? I asked that question this very day, but I also thank God for the blessings in my life. Gratitude is the key to happiness. Instead of lamenting what you don't have, be thankful for all that you do have. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, Dad's Point of View.
Wow, really good life lesson on the eve of Father's Day. My suggestion and incredibly strong advice is if you have a father in your life, no matter what the relationship may be, short of a highly abusive physically or sexually or anything like that kind of father. But if you have a strained relationship, just reach out and make contact and say, I love you, Dad, or at least say hello. You cannot go back once your father is gone. I am very grateful, speaking of gratitude, for the fact that I have no regrets. I loved and displayed my love to my mom and dad throughout their lives, and threw them parties, took them on trips, gifted them with things that I was able to afford to give them that they couldn't afford. So when I visit their graves, not too often, because I just am not one to like graveyards, not that most people do, and it's my belief that you give while they're alive and you remember while they're dead, and that visiting a grave is not really honoring them in any meaningful way. The honor should come while they're alive. Which is my point here. If you have a parent in your life and you're estranged, get over yourself and try to fix it. Again, barring some extreme reason, which is not for me to judge. But most of us and most of the reasons are not so extreme. And when I see parents estranged from their kids for one reason or another, and it works both ways. Sometimes the parents walk away from their own kids. Sometimes the kids walk away from the parents, probably more the latter. Siblings often don't get along. And being an only child that lost two siblings, it makes me nuts when I see that. Both my wives have had estranged relationships with their siblings. And I learned that I had to keep my mouth shut because they didn't like me expressing my sadness that they didn't have the closeness with their siblings that I had always longed for with my no longer in life siblings. So it's a very interesting and dynamic thing. How to speak Chinese with your iPhone is the column this week. I will get to it if Pastor Drew does not show up because of the doctor. It's a very lovely story of sitting next to a Chinese woman who did not speak English. And of course, I do not speak Chinese. And we were able to communicate because the iPhone had a Chinese app that translated. And she could finger write Chinese characters, get the words in Chinese, and then translate them to English. It was fascinating. Anyway, it's time for a break. So hopefully Dr. Tanya will be joining us in a moment. And stay tuned.